systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Hello from Mars, back here in the studio for what I'm going to call a pop culture quickie this week. No special guests, no big frills and explosions and celebrations, but, you know, just talking some pop culture with you. You know, I think it's important to just to keep, you know, caught up on all this stuff. Why? Because why not? Right. I will say this, you know, I think it's pretty funny. Anybody who's in their 30s, you know, your parents might be retiring like mine just did. And now they don't do a whole lot. Well, they're watching. You do things. Okay. But what they do is create a new schedule for themselves. And that is every day at lunchtime, they watch a murder show. Too many murder shows. Just throwing it out there. I think they might know too much now, and I'm concerned. So just throwing it out there. Maybe if your parents are also going to be retiring soon, make sure they have a lunch hobby or a dinner hobby, or just make sure they're occupied because the ID channel is definitely always on in my parents' house. That being said, I want to talk about Justin Bieber first. And I don't want to make anybody upset here by any means, but I feel like anytime anybody does anything lately, we are completely just judgmental and so sensitive and whatever. So he just, I don't know if it's not cornrows and it's not, is it dreads? I think he's got like little dreads in his hair, right? And oh my God, the comment section. Oh my God, my heart. Like, oh, geez. So immediately it's cultural appropriation immediately. And I guess what I want to point out is why can't it be like cultural appreciation? Like, are we not supposed to be influenced or enjoy other cultures? I'm not telling somebody it's okay to go out in blackface. That will never be acceptable, but what's so wrong with dreads? It's a hairstyle, you know, it's a hairstyle that's been done by like many different cultures. So I just don't understand why it's so wrong to appreciate it and maybe want to sport it for a little while. You know, just like whenever he releases music where it's, you know, the whole album changes, his Changes album was very on the R&B side of things. And then that's looked at as cultural appropriation. It's like, or is he influenced in a positive way by a certain musical style? Like, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just trying to make people realize that maybe slight oversensitivity. And if you think that I'm completely wrong, I would love to hear why. Because I just feel like as somebody who is a lighter shade of pale, I appreciate all cultures in many different ways, and I don't think it's wrong if I'm influenced by it either when it comes to my writing or, you know, just like, I don't know, anything. So like, is it wrong for me to wear what I'm wearing right now? I don't even know. Like, why is it wrong? It's a style. So yeah, that's just been like irking at me, poking at me every time I look at it on social. Maybe I need to stop following Bieber or anybody, but whatever. Also, internet exploded this week because of J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Oh my goodness, definitely mentioned this when J-Lo and A-Rod broke up officially. This was a couple weeks ago on the pod. I said that is not a huge deal to me. Like, that's not anything I thought was going to last. Whereas when Britney and Justin broke up, it was a huge deal. You know, when Brad and Jennifer Aniston broke up, that was a huge deal. And like when J-Lo and Ben broke up, it was a big deal. Like, you know, hearts broke for those relationships when they ended. So now look at this, Bennifer, they hanging out again. And now I'm like, what's happening? You know, what's going on? They're just saying they're hanging out. What's happened when they hang out? You know, we don't know. You don't know. I'm waiting to find out. I want to know more. And just in case you were wondering, how is Jennifer Garner dealing with all of this, being Ben's ex and baby mama? Like, she's okay. She just wants Ben to be happy. So, you know, that's kind of cool to hear. So we'll see how all that plays out. fingers crossed. And then Billie Eilish is also in the news. I don't know if you've seen this, but you know, we've talked about body image in Hollywood and stuff on the pod, and it is very different for men versus women, but it still happens for men as well. Like Charlie Puth was in the news recently, and he had a situation where he was leaving the gym shirtless, and people started poking fun at him because he doesn't have like a 6 or 8 pack. And he's like, so sorry. Like, I mean, he's in good shape. He just doesn't have like the ripples. He'll get there, especially come touring time. He always does. But now you've got Billie Eilish, who's consistently been covered up for the entire time we've known her, with the green and black hair and then like the big baggy sweaters or t-shirts and stuff. And here she is now on the cover of, I believe it's the British issue of Vogue that's going to be coming out for this coming month. And like blonde bombshell, like very Marilyn Monroe-esque or 50s or whatever. Like even the way she's dressed, like, you would not, I mean, night and day compared to what we're used to. And people are flipping out. And it's just like, first of all, please remember she's 19. So like she's legal, but she's still got teen attached to her name. So let's be kind and let's not oogle too much, gentlemen. I'm saying, like at one point, if you think back to when the Olsen twins were like 16, 17, there was a gross countdown to their 18th birthday. Stop being those people, okay? Like, that's gross. It's gross, okay? So Billie Eilish is 19. She's a hottie, and she's showing us. But just, like, you know, keep it in your pants. And, like, even when it's in private, like, just don't be gross, okay? but, yeah, it's cool watching her kind of, like, come into her own and switch up the image a little bit. That's what pop stars do. She's doing her thing. New album is going to be on the way. And... you know, I just want to point out, I don't know if anybody has been listening to me on Mix in Boston, but I was talking about my Blink cameras that I have set up in the house now, right? And I've got one in the basement, and that one I get alerted when there's motion because obviously, like, safety first. And now I can catch the dog coming downstairs. And I did catch her the other morning, right? So she comes doop down the stairs. And she takes a nice little right, and that's going towards the cat box. So apparently she's a little hungry. She's a little nibbly, wants some treats. It's gross. And I caught her that time, and I got her to go back up the stairs. But here's also what I noticed, and I've got video to go along with this. So if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see this. But turns out that when I leave the house, she goes up on the stairs, and she watches the front door. And I have a camera right there so you can see the back of her. So take a peek at this. Is that not the sweetest, cutest, most sad, pathetic thing that you've ever seen in your life? Like, my dog literally is Max from The Secret Life of Pets. And it broke my heart when I was out the other night and I was at a friend's house and I saw that. And I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go home. Like, I gotta go home now. Like, she's watching, she's waiting patiently, but like her heart's breaking a little more every second that I'm gone. So the moral of the story is don't use Blink cameras if you're gonna watch your pets, because it's just, it's so sad. And like, I just need to get out every once in a while, right? We've been shut in for so long, but it's hard to stay out when you see that. So I want to fill you guys in so you know what's coming up on the pod next week. I've got a brand new episode that is going to be coming with psychic medium Katie Manning Hilton. She is going to be back. She was on the pod like a few episodes ago, a couple months ago. And lots of listener questions pouring in that she is going to be tackling, along with some pop culture stuff. Like, I got to revisit a couple questions that I had asked her back, a few months ago, and see how, you know, her answers have maybe come true, or how we're progressing towards those realities, as well as 2 weeks from today. For those of you that know me, it's right behind me right here. This CD single that's hanging out on my wall. It's Hanson. I'm a huge Hanson nut, clearly. We call ourselves Fansons. And I will tell you that week is going to be Hanson Week in Tulsa. So every single year they celebrate an anniversary, which is when that single and album came out back in 1997. So they have a fan club event where fans can go to Tulsa, and they do all these different activities. All those activities are being brought online this year. But I did get a few fans together, And we had a really cool conversation. So that is going to be coming in just a couple of weeks for those of you who maybe are fans as well as me, or maybe you haven't heard anything since M-Bop. You know, I think it's very important to know a little history and understand why people have been so supportive of them for the last almost 25 years. So that is all coming. But thank you guys for tuning in for this Pop Culture Quickie. I hope you're staying safe this week and you're having some fun, enjoying some, maybe nicer weather as we are starting to get full on into spring, heading towards summer. Oh, by the way, if you're on the TikTok, so am I. Just go ahead and search Hello from Mars. But I'll be talking to you guys next week. So keep being good to each other, and I'll talk to you then.